Guess we need to start by sharing something that happened to me personally and my family personally in the last 24 hours, and that is that my dad passed away. And, you know, we'd mentioned here on the show that he had been battling cancer for the last 8 weeks. It was a fairly recent diagnosis. We were, you know, very encouraged, and there was a lot of progress along the way. And, you know, it was, God had another plan, and so that changed suddenly. So anyway, I just want to thank everybody for their thoughts and their prayers and their Facebook posts.
A lot of love coming in for you.
And
Dane as well.
So I appreciate that very much. Somehow this was one of those moments where I was able to be at his side at that very moment. It's difficult to talk about, as you know, this morning. Still, it's still new, but I'm so proud of what he did the last 8 weeks. And, you know, in the podcast, one of our after the show podcasts, our first one when we got back, you know, I'd mentioned that with it being vacation time and spending every day at his house
at Christmas,
that it was taxing. But that it was a blessing, and I realized it had taken me out of the regular routine. Of course, I had no idea that he was going to pass, and neither did my sister. And now I'm looking at that time as it just been
very
grateful.
You got to spend almost 8 hours a day with him over the holidays. And because, you know, the holidays were different for you, and you were kind of kicking yourself for that, and you'd come home at night, and I hadn't seen you all day, and we had company in the house, and they understood completely. I mean, it's just what you do. You take care of those that you love that when they need it. And so now, I know how you, I know what you mean, because you would have not been there. You wouldn't have been, had that time with him if had he not, you know, been struggling and needed you guys. So to be on vacation and be able to be there for him 8 hours a day would not have happened if it hadn't been the holidays either.
It is so weird to see that, you know, as a gift now, but I just, I don't take it for granted. And you know what's amazing to me about my dad is there was never any point, every time we asked him, "Are you, is anything hurt?" He was not, he'd say no. I mean, he was just,
he didn't complain.
He was just tired.
He have a lot of sayings too, like that? Like, it is what it is, or?
Well, I think his favorite was, you know, we're none of us are getting out of this alive.
He always said that. Dane. You know, we love hearing from you on Facebook and Instagram, so thank you, especially for all the love for Murphy and the family since the passing of your dad.
Yes, thank you.
We also post all kinds of silliness, and you guys know what hangry is, right?
Hungry and angry.
And angry. Which is, angry because you're hungry.
And I don't like that term. I don't know why I have a problem with it. I just don't like it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, hungry,
you know? There are terms like that that are just too cool, and it's like, really?
Well, hangry's not too cool.
I know. I agree with Murphy, though. It's just you're hungry.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm not. But the thing is, because I may be hungry, but I'm typically not angry.
Okay,
so
well,
I'm really just hungry.
Of all the stupid terms that people shove together and create a non-existent word, hangry works. Hangry is a real thing. How many people have you seen act ridiculous because they just need to eat? They did a whole Snickers campaign based on it. Hangry works. I'm saying.
They called it hangry on the Snickers campaign?
Well, you're not yourself, and it's like when
Betty
White...
Yeah, they never
White,
said hangry.
Right, okay. They didn't.
That was the premise, though.
I never heard the word.
Fine. The guy said, "Dude, you're playing like Betty White."
Right.
Yeah. Didn't say you're hangry like
her. She was hangry. Okay, anyway, I posted this because it's so true. 80% of arguments start because someone hasn't eaten.
Oh, really?
And everybody's like, yeah, it's called hangry. Hashtag hangry. It's a real thing. Karen said, I spent all day at a COVID testing facility and didn't get to eat anything till 5 p.m. My son brought me some fries and a Sprite. Was there till 4 hours later. So, yeah, I was hangry.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to step in it here, but I think it also depends on the person.
Of course it does.
I mean, you can tell yourself, I'm starving and I'm not too happy right now, but I've got to deal with it and get through it.
Sure.
Yeah. I've been married to a few people.
Oh,
a
yes,
couple
and
of people.
We know this. And?
That were hangry people. Uh-huh. And it was just like chill out and grow up.
Well, but the thing is, I do get grumpy when I'm hungry. I just don't get hangry.
You're not yourself.
Hungry.
Yeah, I just... Maybe it's the word angry.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. Either way, we love hearing from you. Thank you for shouting out on our Facebook page.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Say why comedian Jim Carrey says he will not be returning as Joe Biden.
trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Jim Carrey, we all know, remember that in October he showed up to SNL for their 46th season to play Joe Biden.
I've got the beginning of 46 thoughts. Now let's do this. I'm holding my bladder. Let's get at her.
He tweeted out that playing Biden was comedy's highest call of duty, meaning, you know, playing a president-elect at that time. And so but he's backed out of it. He said that he's not going to do it anymore. He feels like, you know, everybody, he showed up when it mattered. He said he felt like, but he did not want to commit to at least 4 years of playing the president.
Yeah.
I mean, and Alec Baldwin would probably concur that, you know, once you commit to that.
Also, too, how much, I don't know the relationship between Jim Carrey and Joe Biden, but if you're showing up for that show, you're going to make fun of the guy.
Sure.
You know, maybe he doesn't want to do that.
Maybe he doesn't want to do that.
But you know what? But President Bush, Daddy Bush, was very much happy with
H.W.?
Yeah.
Oh, he loved Dana Carvey?
Dana Carvey. That's what I can remember. True. Dana Carvey did that Bush impersonation, and he actually had him to the White House and loved it, embraced it.
Well, the deal is SNL will be looking for someone, a cast member or another comedian to do it. And didn't Jason Sudeikis do it at one point as well? So there are plenty of comedians ready to line up to be Joe Biden, and they just have to work on their word. Malarkey is the word.
Coming up next.
Gonna let you know what I did to guarantee this year is gonna be a good year. And I haven't done this since I was a kid.
Hey, we love it when you hang out with us a little bit longer. We'll have another Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast today, only on the podcast itself, obviously.
Ever since I have been an adult.
Yeah, Sam.
Wait. When did Sam become an adult?
Sorry, let him make the jokes.
Yeah, that's right. That's Sam's job.
My mom at New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, she always rags me. I'm like, did you have your black eyed peas? And it's like, Mom, really? You know,
you're not superstitious.
I've never believed in any of that nonsense.
But.
However.
Yeah.
Faced with 2020.
Yeah.
I decided this time, you know, I was going to go all in on everything.
Yeah. Well, good.
So, I did the black eyed peas. Mm-hmm. I had ham, sausage. Now, I see a lot of people did, corned beef?
A lot of people do corned beef and cabbage. Cabbage is for cash.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm not a cabbage person, so I bought some coleslaw.
Not the same thing.
It's still cabbage.
I feel you, but it's not cooked the right way.
I might have to cabbage for good for wealth.
Does it matter?
Cabbage is cabbage.
Got it.
Whether it's shredded or not.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's cute. It's a cute effort.
It is.
I'm not superstitious.
And
at
whether
all
I want
either.
That or another toast instead.
But guess what? We made it. We made it too.
Oh, yeah, you did?
I made actual cabbage though.
Yeah, and I had cornbread and everything. Yes. So now it's just up to fate, I guess.
It's always up to fate.
I know, but I usually don't fall in for those kind of things.
Yeah. Well, you know, it doesn't hurt anything as long as you like what you're eating, right? What's that going to hurt? It's worth a shot.
Yeah. I made it, so I liked it. Yeah.
You know, I'm not superstitious at all. And I know most people are superstitious when it comes to sports.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like if your team is winning, keep doing, was it the whole shirt thing and all that?
Shirts, socks, underwear, cleaning stuff, wearing things inside out.
Nothing to do with what's going on a field or court or anything.
Even if it is superstitious, I think what comes out of it, to me, the other way that it works is it creates hope for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Every day your hope is better. And if you have hope, then you're probably going to do something extra that puts you in the direction you want to go, right?
It's like tossing a coin into a fountain or something. Yeah.
Plus, and, you know, my thing is, too, I did my part. You know,
yes, you did.
If the year goes tanks like 2020.
Don't blame Sam.
Don't look at me. I had my black eyed peas.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
All right, speaking of sports superstitions, the talk is all about football right now. But what has been the sport of the pandemic? Not football. I'll tell you what it is next.
Thank you again for all the sweet love and thoughts and prayers that were on our Facebook page for my dad who passed. And I really appreciate it. Just want to make sure that I say that first and foremost.
More Dane stories coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the talk is about football right now, and I'm down with that because, you know, I love the game of football. In fact, it's a wild card weekend, which means more football than you can handle this weekend.
And
wild card game.
Saints and Bears on Nickelodeon.
Well,
with all kinds of Nickelodeon stuff thrown in.
But you can watch that game without the SpongeBob and Patrick component because it's also on Prime and CBS.
But why?
I know.
It's going to be so fun.
Sam's going to watch it on Nickelodeon.
Right, the first time I heard that, I thought it was weird, but then I realized, you know, if you love SpongeBob.
Might as well combine the two.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
I know. Now I'm curious. But anyway, I really have enjoyed, honestly, I know nobody else has, but I've enjoyed watching football in almost empty stadiums because of the sound. I like the sound.
Oh, you can hear everything.
Of the tackling and the calls. You can hear the quarterback saying stuff. And I'm like, oh, I've never heard that before. That's like brand new to my senses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because crowd noise drowns out everything.
You can also hear the other players when they're not happy with the quarterback.
Boy, have I heard that.
I know.
Those parabolic mics, that's what those are called, by the way. The
oh,
ones
thanks,
that look like
Murph.
A big dish.
Yeah.
They really pick up things without a crowd.
I'm
yeah?
telling you, it's a whole new ball game to watch because of that. Turn your volume up.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, football, it's on our hearts and minds right now, has not been the biggest sport of the pandemic. The biggest sport to see the biggest, I guess you call it, uptick mm-hmm. in interest and play is golf. Because you can do it socially distanced, and more rounds of golf have been played in 2020 than many, many, many years before.
Yeah.
They've never seen as high of an interest in the action since 1997 when...
Tiger hit the...
Tiger.
Yeah.
Tiger brought, I guess, a whole new level of interest to the sport.
Golf is great to if you ever get the chance to watch golf in person.
Yeah.
You got... it. Trust me, Jody. It's
I believe
great.
You.
But it is a TV sport.
It's beautiful.
So that's why I
it's
see
beautiful.
It, you know, not it actually increasing with less people.
Right. I'm not talking about just spectators. I'm talking about people playing rounds mm-hmm. of golf because you can go out and play golf and still be distanced.
Yeah. Yards distance.
Coming up, Sam is the food dude.
Mickey D's jumping into the chicken sandwich wars with three new delicious sandwiches coming. I'll tell you all about them.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Well, McDonald's is launching some new chicken sandwiches in February.
Are they new?
Well, okay.
Okay, yeah.
February 24th is when they're launching these. Spicy chicken that will have a spicy pepper sauce.
Okay.
Crispy chicken sandwich with pickles on a toasted buttered potato roll.
That's a potato war. I mean, I'm sorry, a chicken sandwich war sandwich.
Yeah, and a deluxe chicken sandwich, which has shredded lettuce, Roma tomatoes, and mayonnaise. Now, all three of these... sounds like something that's been on the McDonald's menu in the past in one form or another.
But they're relaunching.
And it's...
Chicken Sandwich Wars.
Yeah, it's because of Popeyes it's a couple of years ago kicking it off.
Yeah.
So you have three chicken...
Wow, okay.
Three chicken choices when it rolls around.
Our oldest, Taylor, loves the McDonald's chicken sandwich. She does. She raves about that thing. And I don't know which one.
But it's not one of these.
I don't know.
Do they still have a McChicken?
I don't know.
I know so that means they're going to have four chicken sandwiches.
Okay, that was a thing, I guess.
Nacho fries are back at Taco Bell for the time being.
I heard that.
They come back and they go and they come back
from
and
the
they
girls.
Go.
Yeah.
$1, and they also have some new stuff they've added. The Nacho Taco, the Taco and Burrito Craving Pack, and the Bacon Club Chalupa.
Yeah, you know what? All I hear is, where's the Mexican pizza?
Exactly. They removed all the shredded chicken products, and they removed the Mexican pizza. They have yet to acknowledge the Mexican pizza being removed.
I don't know. Bacon and chalupa sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
I don't even know what a chalupa is, but okay.
It's Taco Bell. They're all good.
It's all the same stuff.
You know what Taco Bell tastes like? Well, then you know what the chalupa tastes
okay.
like.
Okay.
Chipotle, Murphy, you want to close your ears for this one? They have launched four new lifestyle bowls, all with cilantro lime cauliflower rice.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Unless, of course,
though.
You got a problem with cilantro.
Yeah, I definitely can't do that. And the problem with it being in rice, you can't pick cilantro out of rice.
No. If
one at a time.
That flavor is in there.
Yeah.
It's in there. That food would level you, Murphy.
And I got a can of these just to try them out. Pringles has new scorching flavors. Scorching cheddar and scorching barbecue.
Why would you try that?
I wanted to see what I could take.
You can't handle that,
no,
Sam.
They're not the same as the Cheetos.
The
those things are hot. These are like
so
good.
Sam can handle.
Yeah,
these.
You can handle scorching.
Okay, thank you, food dude.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood outsider.
Coming up next, though, Murphy, I think you should share with everybody, since we're celebrating Dane, your dad, who passed away this week.
Yes.
I think you should share the funny thing that he said, even in his final days, every time he was taking his medicine.
Okay.
Let's do that next. When you hear us talk about Dane, Dane is the first name of Murphy's dad, and that's what you always called him growing up. Not dad, but Dane, because that's his name.
Which, by the way, was what our parents wanted. We called both of our parents by their first names. Name. My mom's name was Merle, and so it's Merle and Dane.
Grandma, too, Heidi.
Heidi, that which was a nickname, but yes, you're right. And so everybody's always thought that was kind of strange, but people that have known us now, it's just
it's
regular.
It's very normal and regular. Right, yeah. And the interesting thing about Dane is I always liked that name. A lot. I think it's a great name. And if we'd have had a boy, we were going to name him Dane after your dad. Yeah. And we didn't. We had girls.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, he passed away on Monday night.
You didn't think of Danielle?
No, thanks,
well,
Sam.
I mean, the thing is, Dana. You can be
Dana's
male or female. You know, I mean, it goes. You could use that name either.
Thinking that if we were going to have a boy, we didn't have a Dana and a Dane, then it'd have been nuts.
Yeah.
So,
well, I just want to thank everybody again for the post and so forth, and we're keeping this upbeat this morning. Yesterday was the toughest of the tough days, and it's when I look back on the funny moments, because there were plenty of funny moments with my dad. He never lost his sense of humor over
the last eight weeks.
Not once. And every time we were giving him his medicine, it was the same thing. He would look you in the eye, smile, and say, "Bottoms up."
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not bottoms up. That's what he used to say when he was drinking. Many, many years ago, 30 years ago. No, he would say, "Down the hatch."
Yeah.
He would look and he would say, "Down the hatch." And so I'm missing that today, because I was hearing that one twice a day for, the last eight weeks. But
there's not everyone can find humor in those very difficult places in life.
Does that?
He did.
I'm just curious. Does that? And nothing makes it easy, but does that make it a little bit?
Yeah.
It wasn't a situation where he just dropped and he was gone, or that he was in severe pain and always in anguish the whole time. He was able to throw out the one-liners.
He was. And what's so weird about that is we would ask him every day, multiple times a day, is anything hurting? Nope, fine, no pain. He would always tell the doctor, no pain. I don't know how that's possible, to be honest with you, but he did this with the most poise I've ever seen anybody do until his last moments. He said he was never in pain. In fact, at the moment that we had to call 911, he actually looked up at my sister and said, "I don't need to go to the hospital." I'm like, okay. He was literally that poised, that calm.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Got some Kim and Kanye news. In the night I hear him talk. The couple,
who
got married
legit?
In 2014. The reports are they've been in counseling for a long time, but that a divorce is imminent. They didn't even spend the holidays together. She was with the family in California. He was in Wyoming. And maybe you do know about the very public breakdowns that he's had. Maybe you don't. Once during one of these breakdowns, he called the mom of the family, Chris. He called her Chris Jong-un.
No.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. The Kardashian clan didn't enjoy that, the group. Yeah. They didn't love that. Anyway, they've been married since 2014. They have four children, but they have been living apart for months. And it's not that anybody's with anybody else or anything like that. It's that his mental health issues really taxing the situation.
Did you ever watch the David Letterman, My Next Guest?
With Kim? No, but I wanted to.
But Kanye was on, season one?
I didn't watch the Kanye either.
And they address a lot of that. And
his mental breakdowns?
Yeah, and, on medication and how he thinks and all that kind of stuff.
He acknowledges that?
Yeah, and it was a nice conversation.
That's not what you would expect.
No.
When you
hear all this stuff.
Public only shows you the breakdown.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
All right, Murphy, I have a question for you about your dad's passing earlier this week, and I hope it's not inappropriate. If you've missed it so far this morning, Murphy's back with us today. And his dad passed away
Monday night.
I do have a few questions. I know we've been kind of serious about everything going on here, but I know there are some valuable collectibles that your dad owned.
Oh, really?
And I'm just curious about I know I'm not the executor, and I know I probably didn't make the will.
Sam,
probably didn't land in the will there.
You're not getting the Harley.
Okay,
is that
what
you're asking?
I scratched that one off.
Yeah.
There was a Triumph as well that sits in the living room and hasn't been touched in years.
I told Murphy the other night, that Triumph bike, it's covered up.
Yeah.
the first time Dane ever unveiled it for me was only a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I had never seen a more beautiful piece of machinery.
Yeah.
I didn't know these things could be so beautiful.
Yeah.
He was a collector for sure.
Yeah, he did. And so I see where you're going here, Sam. Albeit maybe a bit early to be.
I saw some Uno cards in the family
room.
Okay. If you want those.
I
know. This is what I expect from Sam. You know, it's my sister and brother and I are really taking our time. I am really blessed because Jackie, my sister, and Duke, my brother, we've been very close over the years. There's never been drama between the three of us, and we're handling all of this as a team. And so there's not going to be any issue with all the things that we're doing. But my dad, like many people his age, like you're kind of like your mom, Sam, has eight. Every room is packed to the gills. I know you're the things that you're talking about, you actually can't walk and get to right now because there's stacks of boxes and paper and things that are just everywhere.
Told Sam, there's so much in the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things where, to me, I feel a little bit claustrophobic.
Yeah.
However, it's all organized. It is so organized.
What about the 66, 67 Corvette?
That's there too.
That's not. That's,
I think that's a stingray.
What are you getting at? So I don't know how we're going to. I don't know how we're going to handle any of that yet.
I do. Two words. Estate sale.
Oh,
and Sam
okay.
wants first in.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, the FDA wants to remind us all that to make sure you get your second shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. There are many healthcare workers
gotten my first shot.
And elderly people across the country who are due for their second shot, who were, you know, first in line, and you got to get that second round.
I thought that was only the Pfizer ones.
No, it's both Moderna and Pfizer.
Oh.
FDA experts saying it is not as effective unless you get both doses. And they're seeing those patients, the first ones, not making those follow-up appointments.
Gotcha.
So you need to do that. Number two today, H&R Block and TurboTax may have your stimulus check if they did your tax returns last year.
Oh.
Have you seen this trending
no.
on like Twitter? Yeah. If you opted, you know, to have their fees deducted from your refund last year, some of those checks were landing in their accounts right now. And it's like both of those companies have said, look, yes, we're going to get you your checks. We didn't know they were coming here.
No.
Oops.
No, we don't have your money. No.
They have it.
Yeah.
If you did that last year. And number three, have you heard the rumor that the national championship game might be postponed due to some COVID-19 issues on the Ohio State football team?
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, why don't we just call it a draw? You know?
No. That's not how this works, and you know it. Okay, so it's
everybody gets a trophy
Monday night. We'll see. There's a handful of days between now and then.
Three things to know today.
Coming up, Sam has music news.
Got the predictions for music in 2021. These are guaranteed 100%. And Jody, you're not going to like one of these.
Sam's music news.
These are music predictions for 2021. And
right.
I'm not giving you all the... I mean, because these come from some of the bigger names in the industry. So they're guaranteed. It's not... Yeah, you know, this year we might. Number one is Adele's album is going to come out this year.
Yes.
Long awaited.
We don't know if it's going to be called 32, because she usually dates them
with her age.
Even though this album's been like in the can for a year,
it'll be up to her, whatever she wants.
Who knows there? Also, too, they're looking at probably after the summer for all the big festivals and concerts to kick in again.
I'm waiting for you to announce.
No, you're going to see some that are still scheduled for the summer, but they're all expecting to be pushed back to the fall now.
Okay.
So
I have tickets in my dresser drawer.
You keep holding on to those. Let me know how that comes out.
Def Leppard and Motley Crue.
And also,
paid for already.
Once the concerts do come back, they say the pay-per-view stuff went over so well that it's probably going to stay there.
Okay.
So for the folks who can't get to the concerts.
Yes.
Sure.
Hey, why didn't we think of this before?
Yeah.
Right.
Also, too, Taylor Swift is going to have, not new albums, but redone old albums.
Oh,
remember,
true.
She's working on them like this one.
Re-recording her own music.
Yeah.
She's
right.
going to drop all kinds of little.
That was the one she used for the Match commercial that just came out.
Yeah.
So
saw it.
That's some of the big predictions. Also, too, Adam Levine was asked if he would ever consider going back to The Voice. He was asked this just a couple of days ago.
Sure.
And he said, no, it's just too much work.
Here's to the ones that we got.
He enjoyed it. You know, he had all the nice things to say. He liked working with everybody. Yeah. But he said it was constant work for 8 years, and it just it wore him down. And so no matter what happens, no. And he does miss Blake. He did answer that question.
They can hang out, though, anytime they want. And I will say this. Adam Levine being on that show is what got me to watch that show. I would not have watched it except that I'm a Maroon 5 fan, and I'm like, I want to see what he's like.
Well, I was there. I was there for the Blake funnies myself.
Funny, yeah. And but Alicia Keys, oh my God, I loved it when she was in the chair. I did.
Gwen Stefani. Yeah. Anyway,
see, they know what they're doing by filling those seats.
Blake, he has asked. Adam. To be Adam and Maroon 5 to be the band at the wedding this year whenever he and Gwen get married. So we'll have to see if that comes
off. It'll happen. That's cool.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood outsider.
Coming up next, though, we've been celebrating Dane, Murphy's dad, who passed away earlier this week. And I have my own story since he was in my life for a long, long time. He actually did something for me that was the most chivalrous thing of my life, I think. Tell you about it next. We have been talking about and celebrating Dane this morning. Dane, my father-in-law for 21 years, Murphy's dad, who passed away this week. And I want to just say this, that when you talk about Dane and when we celebrate this man, this word comes up a lot, and it's cool. Because he actually was the coolest person I ever met. And I want to explain that because cool is not what you buy or what you drive or what you wear.
Right.
He was cool in his energy. His energy and outlook and his essence was cool.
Mm-hmm.
When I was around Dane and everybody else, you just felt that ooze from him. I almost calmed down around him naturally. Mm-hmm. You know, he almost never let anything get him riled up.
Unlike your husband.
Well, that's true.
It's okay. It's okay.
I inherited that
Murphy's
from my mom.
Murphy's who he is, and Dane was who he was. But there were several things over the years that Dane did that he and I had our own separate little relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, he never tried to father figure me.
Right.
Even though he was my father-in-law for 21 years, he understood my, I lost my daddy a long time ago and all that. He was just so cool about it. Mm-hmm. There's a few things that really stand out to me. Number one, I loved getting texts from him. He and I would text back and forth that you didn't even know about, Murph. like when I would send dinner over to his house, he requested the red sauce a lot that I make. And so I'd send it over and I would get a text that night. Young lady, that was mighty fine. You know, he would, that's how he would speak. He'd describe things as mighty fine.
Mighty fine.
And it was really, really cool. I also loved that he always called me young lady. And that made me feel like, you know, he knew it too, I think. I think that was part of his charm.
Yes.
And coolness. But one of the coolest things I thought he ever did, and this was so Dane, and I loved it. And I never walked in and out of his door without thinking about it. You know what I'm about to tell, Murphy. Mm-hmm. You know I don't like geckos, Sam. I hate geckos. Well, for whatever reason, he had big, fat ones at his house at the front door. And one time, I could barely walk in there without squealing and screaming and running in the door.
Yeah.
So when we were leaving and saying goodbye, all of a sudden, he walked right next to me. He pulled open this big umbrella and walked me out so that geckos would fall on me, which was my fear.
Yeah. I'm not sure why. Those things were so big, they looked like chameleons hanging from the ceiling. They were huge.
But forever the cool one.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
In case you missed it and you love the Bee Gees, there is a Bee Gees documentary.
Oh, yeah. Okay. On HBO right now.
On HBO right now. Sam, you saw it over the holidays.
Very good.
How long? Like, how long of a time investment are we talking?
I think it was 2 hours.
Okay, that's a documentary should be 2 hours at least, right?
Well, yeah, and like the Eagles is 4 hours and Tom Petty is 4 hours.
Whoa. Okay, so it's called The Bee Gees, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? And the deal is, it's about the music and the family, yes?
Yeah.
Was it heartbreaking?
Well, you know how
that
ends.
Your opinion. Yeah. Okay, the reason I ask is because Barry Gibb is the only surviving member.
Right.
And
they even cover Andy, little brother Andy.
Of course, you have to. Yeah. Family's family.
You know, they actually asked him to join the Bee Gees and then...
And he didn't? Or he was drug use.
Yeah, it was...
Anyway, Barry Gibb says he can't and won't watch it because it's the subject matter is all too painful and he already lived it. Look for it now on HBO.
thank you for all of the love and the support on Facebook and reaching out to us. As you may have heard earlier, my dad passed away, which was the reason I wasn't on the show the other day. We were at the ER. It was a sudden turn. We were not expecting that. He was responding mostly well to his cancer treatment, but, you know, there was another plan in place there, apparently, and that's fine. I'm actually glad to be back here with... Well, I saw Jody last night at home, of course. but I'm glad to be back with you too, because this is sort of my this is my happy place.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, and this is something my dad was actually referring to over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of, I'll explain that in a second, but it's cathartic to be able to come back.
Yeah.
You know, there've been a lot of tears shed, and I did not want to show up here in the studio with that, because you know how you speak things and they become very real.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have any conversation yesterday with anybody without it just turning into I was breaking down. So
something about when you speak it anew to someone else, it brings it back more real.
Yeah, but what amazes me through times like this, and we experienced this when my mom passed 5 years ago. There's healthy laughter that happens in between.
Yes.
My brother, sister, and I were in the emergency waiting area for many, many hours the other day. And you know, during that time, you just start talking about the oddities. So when my dad passed at home, the paramedics revived him. They brought him to the ER, and they were able to get a heartbeat back. The challenge for the whole day was trying to decide if there was any brain activity.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out there was not. And so we had to make that, you know, decision. But while we were sitting there in the waiting area, at one point it became a joke that, you know, he's probably frustrated with us. He's trying to get out of here.
Right.
Here we are trying to
somebody
bring
make
back.
A call.
Right. But, you know, I love, my brother's got a fantastic sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know,
Duke does, for sure.
Duke is his own legend, and my sister's hysterical, too. And then, you know, all the spouses were there. Jody was there in the afternoon, and my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law. So it's weird. You go through the moments where it's just incredibly sad, and you're shocked, and you can't believe it. And then all of a sudden, you come back, and... You know, there's a happy moment that you're remembering from childhood that makes everybody
there's
laugh.
There's something that it's strength building for families when you go through it like this. And so it's the good and the bad at the same time.
Yep.
It's like an avalanche of feelings.
Yep.
You know, the other day when Murphy's dad was in the hospital, and that day that he eventually passed later that night, a lot of people were communicating with me for Murphy, checking on Dane, you know, please let Murphy know that we are thinking of him. Like a lot of your family were communicating with me, and that's the correct
way
to do.
Yeah, I went to you. I wasn't going to bother Murphy.
Sure. And so I was...
Hey, you know, what's up?
I was on my phone a lot, and, you know, I communicate quickly, and I communicate with emojis.
Yeah.
And boy, do you have to be careful with emojis, because the ones that you use most often are pulled up right there on your phone.
Yeah.
And so I'm like... You know, he's right now he's doing okay, but we're making, you know, family's making some tough decisions, and I'll say thank you. I'll let him know that you're asking. And then I go to put like the thank you prayer or the, you know, the heart, and I accidentally almost sent like the hands in the air. Whoop! You know, you gotta be careful when you communicate with emojis, and I learned that. I didn't accidentally send a high five. But I almost did a couple of times. I just want you to know, Murph. I did my best. But be careful when communicating quickly and with emojis.